Welcome, brave souls, to another episode of our scary stories. Tonight, we tread the hallowed grounds of Maple Street, where sweetness hides a sinister secret and memories become the ultimate price. Hold on to your recollections tightly, for by dawn, they may no longer be yours. The golden hues of autumn leaves blanketed Maple Street, casting dappled shadows on the cracked sidewalk. The air held the sharp, tangy bite of the upcoming winter, mingling with the far-off scent of burning wood. Children's laughter echoed as they darted around trees, their shoes crunching dried leaves, their breaths visible in the increasingly brisk air. Houses lined up on both sides of the street showcased neat front yards, well-pruned shrubs, and children's bikes lazily discarded in driveways. The occasional clink of a wind chime or a dog's bark added layers to the symphony of suburban life. Yet, as one walked further down Maple Street, the homes began to show signs of age, wood panels faded by the sun, wrought iron gates twisted with rust. And right at the end, almost as if guarding a time long forgotten, stood the old house. It loomed tall, the darkened windows like hollow eyes, its brick stained and weary. Ivy climbed up its sides, and a large oak tree shielded most of its facade, making it appear even more isolated and foreboding. As children played and chased each other, they would often steal glances at the old house, their games slowing as they neared it. Whispers and stories about the house were traded like treasured collectibles among them. "Did you hear?" young Timmy, a boy with a mop of unruly blonde hair, said to his friend Rosa, her dark braids bouncing as she turned to him. "They say the old man in there gives the best candies on Halloween." Rosa's eyes widened. "You mean the Candyman?" "My older brother said he once got a candy that tasted like the best dream he ever had." A third voice chimed in as Lily, with her fiery red hair and freckles, nudged them. "I heard from Jenny that for every candy you take, something goes away," she whispered, her eyes darting towards the house. The trio stood in silence for a moment, the weight of the legend sinking in. A gust of wind blew, rustling the leaves and making the old house's shutters creak, sending a shiver down their spines. Timmy gulped audibly. "It's just stories, right?" Rosa nodded vigorously, but her eyes betrayed a hint of doubt. "Yeah, just stories. But maybe we should dare each other to go up there this Halloween, just to see if the stories are true." Lily glanced at the house, then back at her friends. "All right, but we go together." "All for one." Timmy and Rosa exchanged hesitant looks, the excitement of adventure wrestling with the fear of the unknown. "All for one," they echoed. As evening approached and the setting sun cast a golden glow on Maple Street, the children headed back to their homes, the old house's silhouette darkening against the twilight. And from one of its shadowed windows, a pair of eyes might have been watching, waiting for Halloween. Maple Street was abuzz with activity. Families were setting out carved pumpkins, stringing up lights, and hanging synthetic spiders from the eaves of their homes. Halloween was in the air, a mix of anticipation, excitement, and a trace of something darker. Lucas, with his short cropped black hair and bright blue eyes, watched from his new front yard, taking in the transformations around him. Moving to Maple Street had been a sudden decision by his parents, looking for a fresh start. He hadn't minded the move. Lucas was always ready for a new adventure. As he adjusted the collar of his astronaut costume, his neighbor, a girl about his age, ran up to him, her witch hat nearly falling off in her excitement. "You're Lucas, right? The new kid?" she asked breathlessly. Lucas nodded. "Yeah, and you are?" "I'm Mia," she replied, extending a hand adorned with candy rings. "You're in for a treat tonight. Maple Street has the best Halloween candies." But, she leaned in, her voice dropping, "the old house at the end gives out the most legendary ones. Just be careful." Lucas raised an eyebrow. "Careful? Why?" Mia shivered involuntarily. "Just stories, I guess. About memories and the candies. But you should find out for yourself. Just, maybe don't eat them right away." Before Lucas could ask more, Mia darted off, joining a group of costumed kids. Intrigued and with a dash of defiance, Lucas made up his mind. That evening, while other children zigzagged from house to house, he walked purposefully towards the old house at the end of Maple Street. As he neared, the laughter and chatter from the street grew fainter. The house seemed even more imposing up close. Its large oak door creaked open before he could knock. Standing there was the fabled Candyman. He was tall, his stature magnified by the dim light of the house. Strands of gray hair flowed down to his shoulders, and his eyes, while old, twinkled with an odd mixture of sadness and mischief. His voice, when he spoke, was gentle, almost melodic. Ah, Lucas, the new resident of Maple Street. I've been expecting you. Lucas, taken aback, stammered, "You have." The Candyman chuckled softly. News travels fast on this street. And curiosity even faster. Come in and choose your treat. Inside, the air was cool, filled with the scent of aged wood and something sweeter. On a grand table lay an assortment of candies, each piece looking more tempting than the last. Shimmering jelly beans, lustrous chocolate truffles, and glowing hard candies. Lucas, entranced, reached out and took a handful. As he turned to leave, a sudden temptation overcame him. Ignoring Mia's advice, he popped one into his mouth. An explosion of flavors, sweet, tangy, cool, and warm all at once, filled his senses. It was unlike anything he'd ever tasted. A sensation of floating, of being wrapped in a cloud of happiness, enveloped him. The Candyman watched with a slight smile. Remember the taste, Lucas. It's one of a kind. Lucas mumbled a thanks, the overwhelming taste still coursing through him, and stumbled back into the night, the mysterious allure of the old house and its keeper leaving an indelible mark on his young mind. Morning light streamed through Lucas's window, bathing the room in a soft golden hue. The chirping of birds outside brought a sense of normalcy, yet Lucas felt anything but normal. He groggily rubbed his eyes and tried to recall the previous night, a haze of costumes, laughter, and that peculiar candy. Stumbling out of bed, Lucas's foot brushed against something. Looking down, he found the remaining candies from the old house, their wrappers catching the sunlight and radiating an unnatural glow. An unsettling feeling nestled in his stomach, but he dismissed it as just the aftermath of too much sugar. However, as he moved about his room, small, unsettling gaps in his memories started to reveal themselves. While picking out a shirt, he caught sight of a photo on his dresser. It was of him, younger, riding a bike with someone cheering behind. Try as he might, he couldn't remember the moment the photo captured, the feeling of pedaling for the first time, or the rush of wind against his face. Brushing it off as morning fog, he headed downstairs for breakfast. As he munched on his cereal, he glanced out of the kitchen window to the backyard. His dog's kennel was there, but for the life of him, he couldn't recall the dog's name. It was as if the very word had been erased from his vocabulary. His mom noticed his puzzlement. Lucas, you okay? Why are you staring at Max's kennel like that? Max, Lucas whispered, a pang of confusion and sadness hitting him. How could he forget his own pet's name? Things took a more distressing turn when he spied a framed photo on the living room wall. An older woman, her eyes mirroring his, smiled warmly. He knew he should recognize her, feel something for her, but all he drew was a blank. Lucas, don't forget to light a candle for Grandma Alice today, his mom reminded him, seeing where his gaze had landed. His heart raced. Grandma Alice. The reality of his situation settled in, heavy and terrifying. The tales weren't just stories. They were warnings. He rushed back to his room, the candies still emitting their soft glow. Picking one up, he inspected it, wondering if the answers lay within its sugary confines. As the weight of lost memories pressed down on him, Lucas knew he had to uncover the truth behind the candy's allure and the price of its sweetness. Maple Street, usually vibrant and full of life, felt different to Lucas now. Every step he took on the leaf-strewn path was punctuated by the whispers of his own doubts and the looming voids in his memories. But he was determined to find answers. His first stop was Mia's house. He found her in the garden, a somber look clouding her usually vibrant features. Mia, Lucas began, his voice filled with urgency. Did you eat any of the candies from the old house? Mia looked up, her hazel eyes widening. I did. Just one, before bed. Lucas took a deep breath. And did you forget something? Mia's gaze became distant. It's strange. I feel like there's something missing, something important. But when I try to grasp it, it just slips away. Lucas nodded. The pattern was becoming clear. He recounted his own experience, from the elation of the candy's taste to the voids in his memory. The two shared a heavy silence, interrupted only by the rustling of the autumn leaves. Throughout the day, Lucas spoke to more kids on Maple Street, each conversation echoing the last. Timmy couldn't remember a vacation he took last summer. Lily felt a strange emptiness when she looked at her family's photo album. Yet none could pinpoint the exact memories they'd lost. The experiences were there, hovering just out of reach, like a word on the tip of the tongue. The sun dipped low, casting long shadows on Maple Street as Lucas, Mia, Timmy, and Lily convened at the local park. They sat in a circle, the remnants of their candies placed in the center. "We need to figure this out," Lucas said, determination lining his voice. "These candies, the old house, the Candyman, they're all linked, and I'm willing to bet there's a way to get our memories back." Mia nodded, her resolve firming. "But we need to be careful. We're dealing with something beyond our understanding." Lily, playing with a candy wrapper, mused aloud. "What if the Candyman himself has the answers? What if he knows how to reverse this?" Timmy, usually the most jovial of the group, spoke with a seriousness that surprised them all. "Then we confront him." Together, the quartet exchanged looks of agreement. It was settled. They were going to unravel the mystery of the Candyman's lore, no matter what it took. The night was filled with plans, whispers, and a collective will to reclaim what was taken from them. The night was cool and starlit, a gentle breeze rustling the trees, their branches casting eerie patterns on the road below. Lucas and Clara, a tall girl with raven black hair and an aura of quiet confidence, approached the old house. They both felt the weight of the situation, sensing that the evening might hold answers to their myriad questions. Lucas, holding a small bag containing the mysterious candies, turned to Clara. "You sure about this?" Clara took a deep breath, her usually steely eyes reflecting her unease. "No, but we need answers. And I have a feeling he'll talk to you." The ancient door groaned open before they could knock, revealing the enigmatic Candyman. His gray eyes seemed to pierce through the darkness, fixing on Lucas with an almost sorrowful intensity. "Back so soon?" His voice was deep, resonating with an age and wisdom that belied his appearance. "We need answers," Lucas stated, his voice firm despite the thudding of his heart. "These candies, our memories. What have you done?" The Candyman motioned them inside. The living room, lit by candlelight, was adorned with old paintings and relics, the air thick with the scents of aged wood and a sweet undertone. At the room's center was a large book, its pages yellowed with age. "Every tale," began the Candyman, "has its origins. My story starts with this." He delicately turned the pages of the book, revealing ancient scripts and symbols. "A spell, ancient and powerful. A spell that allows one to capture memories and imbue them into objects. In my case, candies." Clara, ever the inquisitive one, asked, "But why? Why steal our memories? And why are they so delicious?" The Candyman sighed, a sound filled with centuries of regret. "The more cherished the memory, the sweeter the candy it produces. I once sought to capture my own memories, but in my pursuit, I lost them all. Now, all I have is an insatiable need to feel, to experience emotions, even if they belong to someone else." Lucas looked at the candies in his hand, now understanding their allure. "But that doesn't give you the right to take ours." A pained expression crossed the Candyman's face. "You think I do this out of malice? It started as desperation, then became an addiction. Every memory I gather, I hope, might trigger a return of my own. But they never do." The room was thick with tension, the weight of revelations bearing down on them. Lucas, his voice trembling with a mix of anger and sympathy, whispered, "Then help us. Help us get our memories back." The Candyman looked at them both, his eyes misty. "I will try." Their quest for answers had just begun, and the road ahead seemed fraught with challenges. But together, they were determined to right the wrongs and restore what had been unjustly taken. The Maple Street Library, with its towering shelves and the musty scent of old books, seemed an unlikely place to uncover secrets. Yet, here Lucas and Clara stood, sifting through old town records and newspapers, hoping to piece together the Candyman's past. Lucas, scanning a faded newspaper from a century ago, suddenly stiffened. "Clara, look at this." Clara hurried over and read the headline, "Tragic Blaze Engulfs Prominent Family's Mansion." Below was an old photograph of a mansion, not dissimilar to the Candyman's house, engulfed in fierce flames. The article detailed a horrifying event. A once respected family, known for their contributions to the town, perished in a mysterious fire. The only survivor was the head of the family, a man whose description eerily matched the Candyman's. Lucas muttered, "He lost everything. His family, his home, and, according to him, his memories." Clara, pulling out another article from a few months after the fire, added, "And it seems the tragedy drove him to seek solace in uncommon places. The article she found described sightings of the lone survivor engrossed in forbidden texts, seeking arcane rituals and dark arts, rumored to be attempts to connect with his lost family. The puzzle was becoming clearer. Overwhelmed by grief and desperate to reclaim lost memories of his family, the Candyman must have stumbled upon the ancient spell. They say grief can make people do unimaginable things, Clara whispered, her voice filled with a mix of sadness and understanding. Lucas nodded, but how did he survive this long? The spell, or something else. As the day wore on, the two delved deeper, finding mentions of the Candyman over the decades. Some portrayed him as a benevolent figure, providing help during hard times, while others whispered of his uncanny ability to know things he shouldn't, suggesting a price for his assistance. The sun had set by the time Lucas and Clara left the library, the weight of their discoveries pressing on their shoulders. Understanding the Candyman's pain didn't excuse his actions, but it did add layers of complexity to their mission. Clara, gazing at the twilight sky, mused, knowing his past doesn't give us a clear path forward. But maybe, just maybe, it gives us a way to connect with him. To find a solution that heals, rather than hurts. Lucas agreed, tomorrow, we confront the Candyman again. Not as adversaries, but as two souls trying to mend the wounds of the past. The morning sun painted streaks of gold and pink across the sky as Lucas and Clara, their determination renewed, approached the Candyman's residence. A house, with its foreboding silhouette, seemed slightly less intimidating in the morning glow, though the gravity of their mission was not lost on them. The oak door opened, revealing the Candyman. His expression was unreadable, but his posture, slightly slouched, gave away his weariness. You've come seeking more answers, he remarked, not as a question but a statement. Clara, always the more direct of the two, jumped straight to the point. Is there a way to reverse the effects of the candies? A silence settled, broken only by the distant calls of birds. The Candyman finally spoke, his voice heavy with resignation. Yes, there is, but the cost is not easy. Lucas's heart raced, hope and apprehension warring within him. Tell us, the Candyman motioned them to sit. The memories trapped in these candies can be released, but they require a vessel. If another consumes the candy, the memory transfers to them. Yet, they, in turn, lose one of their own. Clara's eyes widened in realization. So, to get our memories back, someone else would lose theirs, the Candyman finished for her, a somber look in his eyes. Lucas clenched his fists. And you, did you regain any of your memories when we ate the candies? The Candyman hesitated, then admitted, fleeting glimpses, sensations, emotions. But never the full memories. It's as if I can see through a foggy window, but never truly step inside. A weighty silence enveloped the room. Lucas, looking at the shimmering candies, murmured, it's a cruel cycle. Memories lost and found, but always at a cost. Clara, deep in thought, proposed, what if we broke the cycle? What if there was another way to reconnect with lost memories, without the candies? The Candyman raised an eyebrow. I've searched for centuries, young Clara. But perhaps, with fresh eyes, fresh hearts, we might find another way. The trio, united by a shared purpose, set forth on a new quest. Not just for their memories, but for redemption, understanding, and healing. They knew the road ahead was uncertain, but they also knew they had each other, a bond forged by the bittersweet price of sweetness. In the heart of Maple Street, whispers grew louder, conversations turning to hushed debates. Word had spread quickly, as it often did in small towns, and every resident now knew of the Candyman's confections and the price of their allure. At the park, children traded stories of forgotten summer days and memories that seemed to evaporate like morning mist. Parents exchanged anxious glances, worriedly discussing the Candyman, the mysterious treats, and the vanishing recollections of their young ones. In the midst of this growing storm, Lucas and Clara found themselves in a quiet corner, grappling with their own internal tempests. Before them lay the candies, their glow now seeming less enchanting and more foreboding. Lucas's fingers traced the outline of a candy, the memories of his grandmother's gentle smile and laughter echoing faintly in his mind. Every time I look at these, I'm reminded of what I've lost. But can I, in good conscience, take away from someone else to regain what was taken from me? Clara, her gaze distant, replied, "It's a tormenting choice. Our memories make us who we are, guide our decisions, shape our futures. To be robbed of them feels like losing a part of our soul." The two sat in contemplative silence, the weight of their decision bearing down on them. Around them, the town's anxiety was palpable. An undercurrent of anger and fear directed towards the Candyman was building. A group of parents, led by Mr. Jensen, the local schoolteacher, began discussing ways to confront the Candyman. "He's taken from our children, from us. We must make him answer for his deeds." Mrs. Rodriguez, her eyes filled with tears, added, "My little Maria doesn't remember her father anymore. We must do something." Clara, overhearing their conversation, turned to Lucas, urgency in her eyes. "We need to act, and fast. The town's fear and anger are growing. We need to find a solution before they take matters into their own hands." Lucas nodded, determination lighting up his face. "We confront this together. We find a way to break the cycle and heal the wounds." As dusk approached, the two made their way back to the old house, the town's tension and their own dilemmas fueling their steps. They were resolved to find answers, not just for themselves, but for all of Maple Street. Moonlight spilled across Maple Street, illuminating the forming crowd. Voices filled with anger and fear echoed through the night, blending with the soft murmurs of discontent. Torches flickered, casting elongated shadows, as parents and children rallied together, their shared grief binding them. At the forefront of the gathering was Mr. Jensen, his usually calm demeanor replaced with one of fiery determination. "We must reclaim what's ours. The Candyman must pay for his deeds." Lucas, sensing the escalating tension, stepped forward. "Wait, we mustn't let anger guide us. We must understand and find a way to heal, not just seek vengeance." Mia, standing beside Lucas, added, "It's not as black and white as it seems. The Candyman himself is a victim, trapped in his own cycle of pain." But the crowd's anger was not easily quelled. "He's taken from us for years," shouted Mrs. Rodriguez, her voice choked with emotion. The throng, fueled by shared grief, began its march towards the old house. The once foreboding mansion now seemed fragile and vulnerable against the approaching tide of townspeople. The oak door, which had always opened just before a knock, remained firmly shut. Lucas, Clara, and Mia positioned themselves before the door, trying to act as a buffer between the Candyman and the crowd. "Please," Lucas pleaded, "let's talk. Violence won't bring back our memories." As the crowd neared, the door creaked open, revealing the Candyman. His tall frame seemed diminished, and the gray in his hair appeared more pronounced under the torchlight. "I understand your anger," he began, his voice carrying a tremor. "For decades, I've sought solace, a way to reconnect with my lost past. But in doing so, I've caused pain, taken what wasn't mine to take." A hush fell over the crowd, the sheer rawness of his confession giving many pause. The Candyman continued, "I cannot give back what I've taken, but perhaps, together, we can find a way to heal." Lucas, sensing an opening, addressed the crowd. "There's a way to reverse the effects, but it requires understanding, forgiveness, and sacrifice." The night was long, filled with shared stories, tears, and confessions. By dawn, a fragile truce was formed. The town, led by Lucas and Clara, decided to find a path of healing, one that did not involve further pain or loss. The Candyman, his face lined with years of regret, whispered his thanks for understanding, for a second chance. Maple Street, as dawn broke, found itself forever changed. Its residents united in shared grief, but also in hope for a brighter, more understanding future. In the soft light of a new day, Maple Street found itself at a crossroads. The previous night's revelations had left many grappling with a mix of emotions, anger, sadness, hope, and most importantly, the possibility of resolution. Lucas, having pondered long into the night, called the townspeople to gather. With the Candyman beside him, he spoke, "What if we gave him a gift? A memory from each of us, willingly shared. Not our most cherished ones, but simple, happy moments. A smile, a shared joke, the warmth of a summer day." Clara added, "By sharing our memories, we create a patchwork, a quilt of Maple Street's collective moments. In return, we ask the Candyman to let go of the candies and their ensnared recollections." A murmur went through the crowd. Mrs. Rodriguez stepped forward, her face reflecting determination. "I'll share the memory of last year's town fair, the laughter and the joy." Others began to chime in, offering snippets of happiness and everyday wonders. The Candyman, visibly moved, nodded. "In gratitude, I will release the memories I've taken." One by one, the townspeople approached the Candyman. They held his hands, their memories flowing into him, each one filling the voids left by years of longing. In return, the candies, lined on a lawn table, began to dull, their once vibrant glow dimming with every shared recollection. As the final memory was transferred, the candies crumbled into dust, their spell broken. A collective sigh echoed through the gathering, as fragmented memories began to return, like distant echoes growing clearer. With tears in his eyes, the Candyman addressed the town. I am forever in your debt. With these memories, I've found a semblance of peace. But it's time for me to leave Maple Street. My presence here only serves as a reminder of a painful past. Lucas approached him, extending a hand. Wherever you go, remember the kindness and understanding of this town. We've all learned and grown. The Candyman, with one final look at the gathering, nodded and slowly walked away, disappearing into the horizon, leaving behind the legacy of his actions and the lessons learned. Maple Street, in the following months, underwent a transformation. The old house, though empty, stood as a monument, not to the pain and loss it once symbolized, but to the resilience of the human spirit and the town's capacity for understanding and forgiveness. Children played, families laughed, and life moved on. But every now and then, an elder would recount the tale of the Candyman and his lore, a reminder of the intricate tapestry of memory, the fragility of moments, and the strength found in unity. And so, dear listeners, we leave the mysteries of Maple Street behind, but the haunting allure of the Candyman's confections remains. Remember, not all that glitters is gold, and not all sweet treats are without their tricks. Until next time, keep your memories close, and your candies closer. Sleep tight. This is our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.